Fred Gibson. This is Murphy Gibbons. Fred Gibson was the most famous writer who ever worked for the Caller Times, and he was the most famous writer who ever got fired by the paper. Gibson grew up near Mason and worked at hard labor jobs during the Depression. He decided there had to be easier work, so he studied journalism at the University of Texas, and in 1937 was hired as a reporter for the Caller Times. He was paid top wages at the time, $25 a week. Bob McCracken, who was editor of the Caller Times, wrote that Gibson approached newspaper work with all the enthusiasm of the devil toward holy water. "Send him out as a reporter to cover a news event," McCracken said, "and the editors could expect a listless and garbled story. But send him out to do a color piece, and the result would be a masterpiece in clarity and reader interest." In January 1940, Gibson got married and managed to combine his honeymoon trip to Monterey with his newspaper work. He wrote a series of columns about Mexico and his new wife. But the Caller editors wanted him to write on things closer to home. When he refused, they fired him. Getting fired was a good thing. He wrote Trail Driving Rooster, Hound Dog Man, and Old Yeller, which sold 3 million copies and was read around the world. Gibson went to Hollywood and turned his books into movie scripts. In later years, Gibson's life took a tragic turn. His oldest son committed suicide. He and his wife divorced over his chronic drinking, and his family home in Mason burned. He never published another major work. He died on August 14, 1973, and was buried in the State Cemetery in Austin. He once told the late Bill Walraven that, "I don't know as I like to write, but I like to have written." Walter Prescott Webb called Fred Gibson the Mark Twain of Texas, with a gift for anecdote that belonged to the old storytelling tradition. His Old Yeller is still a classic today. This is Murphy Gibbons.